What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And yes, we are going to be talking HR technology as well as HR technology sales once again. And we're going to be talking about it from the framework and the perspective of product enhancements and how your sales team can help enhance your product, enhance the capability, enhance the customer focus, enhance making sure that your product is designed to give your customer the most value, the most up-to-date value, the most realistic value, the value that can be measured and understood and respected across the board objectively, not just from your own points of views as brand leaders and as product leaders. And I think sales teams have a lot to do with that. Sales teams, frankly, should be the number one focus from an R&D perspective as well, right? They're collecting a lot of data and research. And so we're going to be talking about that today. Shouldn't take too long. Quick episode, and we'll get you folks out of here and back to your busy days. As I think about product enhancement, I think about a couple of different factors. Number one, your product should not just be great, amazing, exciting, complex, valuable from your point of view as a head of product, from your point of view as a head of revenue or a sales director, from your point of view as the brand. When I was building, perfect example. When I was building Beyond Brand Studios, I thought the product at its simplest form was the most amazing thing in the world. I loved the simplicity of it. I loved the value that it brought to the customer. I thought it was clean. I thought it was simple. I thought it was direct. And I thought we were providing them enough data and enough resources and enough value that we could really scale up the pricing of it and have a real run at it. But what I inevitably figured out through the methodology of having this R&D mindset as a salesperson is throughout my sales conversations and throughout the moments when I would get denied, and these were denials after 3, 4, 5 different conversations, I started becoming more strategic around the questions that I would ask. Well, why are you denying my product? Why are you denying my service? Is it something that I didn't say? Is it something that I didn't explain? Is it something that the product doesn't do? And as I was asking these questions and building this familiarity, I was realizing that that particular product did not provide enough nuanced data, enough contextual data, enough complex data. And we don't have to get into the nuts and the bolts of that, but going through the process of asking those questions and learning about the different types of data that they wanted to see my product have and exist and experience, I started to say, you know what? Let me get a little bit more methodical and strategic and data-driven around this. And so I set a number. I said, over the next 50 customers, if 40% of those customers give any feedback that crosses in any of these categories around why they would still potentially buy the product, but maybe not get excited about the product. And then as they're testing the product, I'm using my customer service team, and I personally am jumping in as the founder, but also as the head of global sales to say, okay, what's potentially not happening with this product and not happening with the solution and the offerings that could be happening, right? Like with that particular brand, we were making it very simple. We were extracting transparent conversations and communications from managers of small teams that were going through the hiring process. So if you're running a sales team of 6, I'll be interviewing the sales director of that team, not myself, but we had prompts and we had an actual physical version of the product where they could actually log into their profile and actually be greeted by, it could either be an avatar asking the questions or it could be a physical person. And either format they wanted to go, they will be prompted and facilitated through very in-depth variables of the department, of the culture, of their leadership styles, etc., giving the applicant a true essence and a true understanding of what this organization, what this team, what this leader is about. Very simple, very exciting. But again, as I was realizing and as I was going through building this business model out, I realized again that there was more complex data that could be tracked. There was more complex nuanced variables and scales that could be tracked. There was more technology that could be built to scale out the effort from a revenue perspective, but also to make the process easier and more effective and simple on the other side of the product, right? For the customer. Right. And so through my journey, I inevitably started partnering with companies like Jammer and I started partnering with other onboarding tools. And I was like, you know what? Let me find ways to be strategic as a salesperson to find the resources, find the technology, find the variables that the customers want. And so bringing it back to that number, I inevitably had about 25 to 30 different opportunities where even if I closed the deal and we were working with them, either the product was not giving them the full breadth and scope of what they wanted, right? They were longing for more. They were satisfied but unsatisfied. Or on the other side, they denied working with Beyond Brand because very clear and distinct reasons. And so to bring it all the way back to product enhancement, what I realized throughout those conversations and what I realized was important for me was to track that data, track the reasons, right? Qualitative data as well as quantitative data to understand at a quantitative level why they, what the numbers are saying, what the data is saying, but at a qualitative level, understanding what they're actually saying, the context, the nuance. And so I provided all that data to my product team and to my product partners, and we kept testing and shifting and changing. We built a beautiful, phenomenal product that really had a product market fit outside of the fact that organizations are scared, to be honest, but that's something I can't control. Like, that's a human being factor, right? Like that, like that's where you want to get as a sales and partnership collaboration, as a sales partnership and product collaboration. You want to get to the point where the pipeline is high. Your product is a great fit for the customer. The customer journey and experience once they're a client is beautiful. The sales experience and the sales funnel is clean. And if anything goes wrong, it's because of the psychology of the customer. And that's something that you, along with other brands in the industry, are just going to have to cross your fingers, be patient, and wait to change. We saw this in DE&I. I built a tool years ago in the DE&I sector. Multiple tools, actually, Diversial and Mindstand. Mindstand dating back to 2018, 2017, right? But we needed to wait, along with other products and services, we needed to wait for the DE&I industry, the psychology of the leaders internally to catch up. So to make the value, to make the advice very clean and simple, I believe product teams and sales teams should work very closely together. I believe the individual account managers and BDRs, whatever the case is going to be, the SDRs should be collecting really nuanced data. The relationship should be deep so that you can extract contextual nuanced data. And they should be taking the reasons, they should be taking the feedback from the potential and or actual customers they closed, feeding that information up to the sales director. The sales director feeding that information up to the head of revenue, feeding that information up to, right, the CEO. Feeding that information, you know, from a lateral perspective or a cross-functional perspective to the head of product. And everyone working together to figure out how we can change the product, adjust the product, adjust the marketing, adjust the pricing, adjust how we're positioning the product. I'll give you one more example because I'm on a roll now. Top Employers Institute, beautiful, amazing product, great company. Lots of respect there. They were having in the States, and frankly, overall, they were having a positioning of the product issue. Products can do many things. Beyond Brand could have been a great fit for an internal comm solution. It was a great fit for an onboarding solution. There was a great fit for a recruitment solution. It was a great fit for an employer branding solution. All of those different verticals from an HR perspective have completely different focuses and values and expectations and goals and disciplines and technology. So the brand was very flexible. You want to create a product in HR technology, in my personal opinion, that fits in a rabbit hole, that focuses on one discipline, right? Onboarding, internal comms, employer branding, whatever it's going to be, but has enough flexibility to the value that it can bring to the company where you can sell into different stakeholders. And so as an HR tech product, you just have to wait to figure out which one's going to get it from a psychology perspective the fastest and then swarm the market. Swarm those stakeholders. Rinse and repeat. Refine your approach. Refine your copy. And so my thoughts are this. Product marketing, sales teams, product teams, everyone needs to work together to make sure the product is fitting for the customer. We can capitalize on partnerships, integrations, acquisitions, channel partnerships, direct sales. Our sales teams are creating decks and focusing on elements of the product that are most exciting for the potential customer. And if we can all work together, the product enhancement will be a phenomenal moment. So, I don't know. I could be crazy, but I don't think I am. As always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. Thank you for listening. We'll talk soon.